Over the centuries, handwriting has symbolised cultures and civilizations. Collected love letters have been discovered in trunks and attics, reproduced as books and plays. They were written in pen and ink and sealed with wax to avoid prying eyes. Henry VIII to Anne Boleyn, Lord Nelson to Lady Hamilton. While diaries and ship's logs have been reproduced as books, have shown men's last thoughts and deeds, as with Scott, while Prince Albert, Napoleon, D.H. Lawrence were all famous for their letter writing. Wills and legal documents in handwritten italics remain treasured historic items. As a child who was left-handed, I endured hours of corrective writing lessons to improve the leaning aspect that depicts a left-hander. We all love to receive letters written in pen and ink. They have so much more value, and I guarantee that the handwritten letter will be the first you open when the mail falls through the letterbox. Now it is communication by text and email. Signatures are reproduced electronically and on those ridiculous handheld devices so loved by couriers. The check is dying out. So where will this leave us as a society? Who will want to collect the predicted text messages on emails of Posh and Becks, President and Mrs. Obama? As technology takes us over, the art of handwriting, that reflection of the individual, their neatness or not, their vocabulary, their way with words, is leaving us forever. Experts analyse handwriting to delve into character, sometimes crime. One keyboard is the same as another, and so our identities are being merged into one. So this is a plea. Don't let us lose this precious craft.